Our conversation with Air Force sophomore defenseman Joe Tyran is brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender, with offices across Colorado's Front Range, including Colorado Springs. Click on their ad on our homepage or give them a call to find out more information about ways they can make your home loan work for you.
How are things going for you this season? You've kind of moved around the lineup, and I was wondering how that's been.
You know, it's good. I'm just waiting for them to call me up to goalie. But no, it's you know, I don't mind it at all. You know, I'm all about, you know, having the mentality, you know, whatever position they put me in, I'm ready to play. I'm ready to, you know, try my best for the team. And no, it's definitely, you know, never playing forward until this season has kind of opened my eyes to new things in the game. You know, I kind of, it's nice to see both sides of the puck. I've actually appreciated the opportunity. You know, I think of it as an opportunity instead of, you know, a negative. You know, you're skating forwards a lot more than you are backwards, and it's nice to get the stretch the leg out a little bit, get the jets going. You know, I definitely like that. I got going for me with that side of the puck, you know, getting the more check. But it's fun, you know. I've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how, from a health standpoint, I mean, obviously, you know, you had the injury before the season really got going last year, and then kind of step into your sophomore year, but, you know, from in hockey years, maybe closer to a freshman than a sophomore. I mean, was there much of a ramping up period for you this season?
It was tough going through that injury. It was probably one of the toughest things I've ever gone through, and it was, it took a mental toll on me. The build-up towards the season was crazy. Not only, you know, get back to, you know, getting off crutches and then to running and then to, you know, cutting and back to heavy lifting was a cool progression to go through. Mm-hmm. And then finally being able to skate and play competitively was like the greatest thing ever, you know, taking a break from hockey for a full year, which I never thought that would happen. Mm-hmm. Really let me appreciate the game a lot more, and yeah, no, finally being out there and being I always felt like I was a part of the team, but not really, because, you know, there's nothing like being on the ice and contributing that way. So, you know, being able to play this season and all that has been a real treat for me. That answers your question about a ramp up.
Yeah, it does, and you know, it's particularly interesting given how many injuries the team has had to endure this season, and I'm sure you have a lot of empathy for these guys, who, you know, probably particularly Evan, but you know, a lot of these guys who've had extended absences. And I wanted to ask you, when you decided to come to the academy, what were some of the things that influenced that decision? And did you have family members who served in the military, or what was behind your decision to come here?
No one in my immediate family has been in the military. I never really knew about the academy prior to my senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Frank came up to me and gave me his card, and, you know, next thing, you know, I'm researching about it, and the ball was rolling from there. And honestly, it wasn't until I came to visit, met some of the guys, met the coaches, that I really, really wanted to come here, because it was just the people that really, really made the difference for me. Like how all the teams are family oriented, you know, everyone's super welcoming, you know, every bill of health that's been to here has welcomed me in and, you know, invited me over for other times to come by whenever, and you know, and plus, you know, getting a rock solid education, getting to learn, getting to, I guess, be around, you know, world-class athletes and students. Mm-hmm. Was really the biggest attractor to me, or I guess a couple factors for me.
Yeah. So. Now, who have been some of the big hockey influences on you?
Of course, you know, Captain's always, you know, Booter has been a big influence on me. But then also, I got a chance to get really close with Tyler Rostenkowski and Johnny Rabowski from last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they've helped me a lot, especially, I mean, I'm sure you know all about Tyler's story.
Yes.
About how he came in, you know, didn't play his freshman year, similar to myself, only without an injury, mm-hmm. And then played 14 games his sophomore year. I kind of talked to him a lot. He's kind of my closest mentor going through this process, you know, not playing a lot this year, you know, because I was expecting to have, you know, a huge year, you know, get tons of ice time, but, you know, that doesn't always happen, and I'm still learning a lot. Mm-hmm. And he's been there by my side to kind of talk through things and talk about the process of what, you know, he went through, and kind of just, you know, you just got to deal with the cards you're dealt and keep working hard. And, you know, it's really the one thing I took away from talking with him all these, I guess, this past year was the things you can control are your effort and your attitude. And so I've really been focusing on that and, you know, and kind of just kind of seeing where things go from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Hockey can really, it's not all about the detail of the game. It's teaching about life. And Frank says it all the time.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, what have your favorite parts of Academy life been so far?
Let's see. Definitely love the boys. I've never been closer with a group of people than I have with these guys. You know, I came in as kind of a shy guy, more reserved, and these guys have finally, you know, gotten me to open up and have a little fun, you know, going out and stuff like that. And obviously, you know, playing hockey. I mean, yeah, I kind of like, you know, kind of like, I kind of like how everything's, like, scheduled each day.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that, and staying busy and always doing something. And plus, I really like learning. You know, this is a really good, not only, you know, leadership, but learning laboratory. And, you know, I'm around all these, you know, crazy smart students and professors, and it really allows me to, you know, feed off of them. Because, I mean, I never really considered myself the brightest individual, so I rely a lot on other people to learn those things I want to learn. And so that's been really fun, getting to meet new people and all that stuff, and being able to hang out. And then also, you know, being in Colorado, you know, I like hiking and biking and fishing and all that stuff. So this is a perfect place for me, you know.
Now, did you, I saw you were from where you're from in Illinois, and that's near the border of Wisconsin, isn't it?
Yeah, like a stone's throw.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Now, was there a favorite team or favorite player or players that you had growing up?
On a professional level?
Yeah.
I looked up, I watched a lot of the Blackhawks, you know, I've been a fan since day one. You know, my dad brought me to all the games, but, I watched a lot of Duncan Keith and Nicholas Jalmerson a lot.
Okay.
So those are kind of my role models back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where did you play for a club growing up? You mentioned high school, but I know there's a lot of terrific clubs in the Chicago area. Did you play for one of those growing up?
I wasn't fortunate enough, you know, living in Minnesota, they have, you know, high school hockey and all that stuff, but I played it for travel club, Team Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So we played all the, you know, Missions, Chicago Fury, played a lot in Detroit against, you know, Little Caesars, Comptoir, Honey Baked, all of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a TI guy pretty much my whole life. I played a little bit of CYA first, but then I stuck with TI for the rest of my, up until Bantams.
Okay. I always like to ask guys, what is the breakfast of champions? Particularly important at the academy, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's always, you know, you got to start your day off right. And I usually, I don't know, I like my sleep. So, I mean, the best breakfast, I guess, would be one that, you know, I don't have to wake up for. But, you know, I like a good hearty bowl of oatmeal. I like my fruit, and I usually, you know, grab an apple or a banana, and then probably, you know, a yogurt. Yogurt is an easy option for me. And, you know, of course, it's kind of like it's label, but, you know, like a good bowl of Wheaties. So mm-hmm. a good breakfast for champions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you on most of those options. Now, are you particular about any of your gear? I know some guys are real sensitive about their skates or their sticks or things like that. I mean, is there a piece of gear that, you know, you really maybe devote more time to or you're more particular about?
I like my edges, you know, my skates. You know, I always check them before we practice, you know, make sure they're sharp. That's just kind of, you know, I guess I consider it the foundation of everything. But, yeah, that would pretty much be it. My skates are my prized possession. I don't really spend much time on, you know, I'm sure a lot of people would say sticks. You know, I pretty much just put tape on my stick so that, you know, the puck's got a little traction, and that's pretty much it. And I go. I'd say my skates would be the answer to your question there.
Okay. All right. If you had to nominate someone from the Falcons to be president, who would it be?
I don't know. I gotta think a little bit.
We didn't say this was gonna be easy.
I know. I don't wanna take too much of your time either. I mean, I'm sure it'd be an easy get out. To go with, you know, Booter, but I think Tyler Ledford would be a good candidate for president. He's got some cool ideologies and some weird ways of thinking that I kind of like.
Uh-huh.
He's just a goofy guy. He seems to get, you know, the big picture. So
mm-hmm.
that would be my choice.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty charismatic guy too.
Yeah.
You've been listening to a one-on-one interview with Falcons defenseman Joe Tyran. Thank you so much for listening. This is brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, with offices across Colorado's Front Range, including Colorado Springs. Call or click on their ad today to get in touch with them. Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Chris Bay for the Flight Path.